The call of Jesus, love, redemption, and transformation. Jesus extends a constant invitation to you, to follow him, surrender your life to him, and experience his transformative love. His voice is gentle, full of grace and mercy, because he desires you to draw near to him, motivated by love. However, if you choose to ignore his call, he may allow pain to guide you to him. This isn't punishment, but a reality. Sometimes, it's amidst affliction that the human heart opens to deeper truth, the love that calls, his invitation to peace. Jesus himself declared, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11:28. His invitation is clear and full of purpose. He loves you and longs to give you peace, a sense of direction, and eternal salvation. His call is a pure expression of his grace, an unconditional offer of forgiveness and abundant life. When you respond to his voice with faith, you experience the joy of his presence and the transformation only he can work in your life. It's a call to freedom and a new existence, the pain that guides, when affliction brings us closer to God. Sometimes, human nature only recognizes its need for God in the midst of suffering. Trials, unexpected losses, or a deep existential void can become instruments God uses to draw you to him. As Psalm 119:71 beautifully expresses, "It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes." God doesn't desire suffering for its own sake, but in his infinite wisdom and love, he may allow it, if necessary, for a hardened heart to turn to him. The story of Jonah is a poignant example. He deliberately fled from God, but it was in the depths of the sea and in the belly of the great fish that he cried out sincerely and was heard, Jonah 2. His experience reminds us that, even in the darkest moments, God's purpose is restoration and repentance, not condemnation. How to respond to the call of Jesus? Responding to Jesus' invitation is a clear and transformative path. Acknowledge your need. Humbly admit that, without Christ, you are lost and without true purpose. Repent of your sins. Surrender control of your life to Jesus, turning away from your old ways. Accept his undeserved grace. Believe with your heart that he died for you on the cross and rose again to give you eternal and abundant life. Follow him daily. Don't ignore his voice. Jesus' call is continuous. Live in obedience to his word and constantly seek his presence. Jesus is calling you today. You can respond now, moved by his perfect love, or wait until pain leads you to him. But why delay? His mercy is immensely great and his love is perfect. Don't harden your heart. As Hebrews 3:15 exhorts us, "Today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts."